You can't grow without changing, and you can't change without going through transitions. Some transitions are an inevitable part of life, like transitioning from adolescence to adulthood, or from adulthood to an elder. Now, the most difficult transitions tend to be those that are forced upon us, like the loss of a job or the loss of a relationship, because it launches us right into a difficult transition from one job to another, or from one relationship to who knows where. Now, it's in the transition that God is able to do his greatest work in us, because it's in the uncertainties of the transition that God is able to best capture our attention. Our tendency is to trust and depend on our abilities, relationships, resources, knowledge. Our tendency is to depend on our alarm systems and our insurance policies. But every once in a while, we're forced into a transition, and nothing of what we have built can help us. And it is then that God best captures our attention. Look what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in waiting, God's Spirit comes right beside us, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray for, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs and our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our current conditions, and keeps us present before God. That is why we can be sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. You see, the proper response when transitioning is to recognize that God is in control. It's to recognize that we're not victims because God is with us. It's to recognize that no matter what's happening, somehow God is going to take all of the fears, uncertainties, and the elements associated with this transition and turn them into something good. That's when we realize that God is all we have and that He is all that we need.